Okay, we're on the bottom of page Tuf Yud Gimel. We're finishing up the 33rd chapter of the Tanya. We're talking about the great simcha a person is able to have when he thinks about Yichud Hashem, when he thinks about the unity of Hashem. And we just did the words of the Tanya, and we're going to do the commentary that will explain those words. Why thinking about Hashem, if you really think about that there is a Hashem in this world and that he's in charge of every single thing, and more than that, that he really is manifesting your reality, causing your reality to manifest. So this calls us a great simcha. Why? So in the commentary, which we explained, we quickly went through the Tanya's last words. Kishamelech misachsein afilu derech aroy. When a king decides to stay by someone, even on a temporary basis. Zeu gam kiruv gadol. That's a very great closeness that he is making. Valachas kama v'kama, kishador imo ba'osadira. And all the more so, it's not, if he stays in his same house, uba beso. Lo shamelach lochach esa ich saposha lecholo. Now where the king took the simple person to his palace, which that too would be a great closeness. Elach HaMelech dor bebeiso shalayish haposhu, but the king is living in the simple man's house. Shazel kiruv godol al yosef, that's a greater closeness. Umuvan godol simcha seish poshut bekiruv godol, and it could be understood how great is the joy of that simple person with this great closeness that the king would have to him. Now, now, in terms of the distance that a person has between him and Hashem, there isn't even a havamina of orav libo that this fellow will have a pleasant heart when Hashem comes close to him. Still in all, al yedei amuna, through amuna, nasa ha'adam hamamin dira lakodesh baruch hu. When a person becomes a believer, he becomes a
dwelling
place for Hashem. Vakadosh Baruch Hu dor etzlo. And Hashem dwells with him. Therefore, in other words, as the famous vort of the great Hasidic Rebbe says, where is Hashem found? Wherever you let him in. That's the whole point. Wherever you let him in. If you let him in, that he is inside of you. The truth is, he's inside you if you acknowledge it or not. But the point is, if you acknowledge it, then you feel that that's what's happening. What if the king stays in somebody's house and he never knew the king was in his house? Then I lost the chance. So if he knows he's there, so imagine the king of all kings is residing within you. Continuing the Tanya. V'alzeh tiknu liten shevach v'idol ishmo yisparach b'chol boiker. And to that end, the rabbis established that we should say a praise and thanksgiving to Hashem every morning. And we should say v'loimer, Ashreinu ma toiv chalkeinu umayofa yirushaseinu. We should say how fortunate we are, how good is our portion, how good is our inheritance. That's what we say every day. Klaimer, what does that mean? Kemo shadam sasva sameach biyirusha shenafla lahon atik. Atak shalo amalbo. Just like a person has a great joy when you get a call and you say your distant Uncle Louis, who you haven't seen in 50 years, who you never saw, he just left you $25 million. That's, you're pretty happy.
You're sad he passed away.
Well, yeah, not that sad.
Like first, at least a little.
Not that. You haven't seen Uncle Louis in 50 years, man. So, you knew about an Uncle Louis, whatever. So you didn't work hard to get that 25 mil, right? Yep, because you sent them Rosh Hashanah cards, you know. Cain, v'yoser mikain. So, and more than this, laying case without any end, yesh lonu lismach al yerushaseinu shehin chilonu avoseinu. We should be so overjoyed with the inheritance that our patriarchs bequeathed to us, which is what? What did our Zaydi Avram give us? He bequeathed to us who Yichud Hashem Hamiti, the true knowledge of the true unity of Hashem. Asher afilu be'eretz mitachas ein od mavaro, that even down here in this world, down here, there's no other reality but Hashem. V'zuhi, and that's the concept of diraso betachtonim, that Hashem dwells down below. So now the commentary will explain. Revach sheyesh lanu al-yedei amal mevi simcha. When a person gets a profit through working, brings you simcha. If you worked hard and you made money, you get simcha. Aval ein ze magil a simcha b'mash shenofalo pitom below she'amal b'klal. Can't compare that to the joy a guy gets when all of a sudden out of nowhere falls a big, big inheritance. V'odiyoser mikan looking gates. And even more than that, we should even feel happier with the feeling of the amuna of the unity of Hashem, which we have inherited from Hashem. That's the greatest inheritance they have given us. Okay? Because, you know, they were the ones who taught the world that there is a God. And without them, we would never have it. We'd never, never be able to have this feeling, that feeling of closeness to Hashem. Now, Mitzara Seichel Atzmo. Let's think of this intellectually, by itself. Below Yerushalayim, say, without an inheritance from our patriarchs, let's say they never existed. Lo haya efshar lios munach umiskabel etz adam inyach l'shem. You could not say that this idea of the universe Hashem could be firmly accepted and sitting within the person. Why? Ki Seichel ha'adam, because the seichel of a person is part of this world. This world is created with a feeling of reality, my own reality, my own reality. And with things that are all with his reality. So with anything that his whole, that's all concept is its own reality, he can't believe that he doesn't exist. In other words, in a normal, go to a regular goy and say, I want you to know, do you exist or don't you exist? He says, what are you talking about? I'm right here. He says, well, really, you should know you don't exist. Really, really, it's all Hashem. Get out of here, right?
You know,
it's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? But when we get it from the inheritance from our patriarchs, Meira benishmas Yisrael illuminate. This illuminates within the soul of a Jew ha'ora shalomala me'olam, a light that's from beyond the world. That's where you get the munach Hashem. In other words, it comes from the divine soul that you have. That's beyond what a normal person could intellectually understand. On your own, a person cannot accept the fact that he has, that God dwells within him. He doesn't accept that either. Because for God to dwell within you means you don't have your own independent reality. And people can't live with that. But from the patriarchs, we're able to get that. That's what they lived for. That's the whole, and this is really the whole aspect, as we talked about in this week's Parsha class, the whole idea of the great importance of the Exodus of Egypt. That Exodus of Egypt implanted within each and every one of us that emunah. And had that not happened, we wouldn't have that emunah. And that emunah only, and really, it's only happens if, as we quoted the Ramban, that says it only happens when you give it over. Yeah. If you give over the historical event, then it remains a historical event, and it's part of our consciousness. Without that, it doesn't happen. So that's the first inheritance. That was like a windfall that we got from our patriarchs, this ability that Hashem could be close to us, right? Can you imagine, what would a goy pay? What would a goy pay to have, I don't know, what would a guy from Cleveland pay to have LeBron James come over his house for supper?
I'm sure it's been done. I'm sure it's been auctioned off.
Right? Yeah, auctioned it off, no?
Yeah.
How much would he pay?
Dinner with...
As much money as he had. It won't be a function of how much money he has. Right?
Look how much they pay to hear someone speak, an ex-president or something like that.
Yeah. But I'm saying, he'll mommy's come over to your house, and he'll sleep in your house.
Cool.
Yeah. Sleep in the guest bedroom, you can schmooze
breakfast late. Breakfast with you in the morning?
Breakfast with the king.
Ooh. Forget
right.
Obama.
Right? You get mommy's, you know, he'll have breakfast with you, he'll schmooze with you.
Wow.
You know, what would you pay for that? Right? So now what would you pay for that with Hashem? Right? But that's only if you believe that that's so. That's the inheritance that you got, that you believe that it's so. There's another aspect of inheritance. Even if a person doesn't think about it, he still has this emunah. What does that mean? This emunah that illuminates within the Jew, that is the dwelling place of Hashem down in this world. This is what our rabbis tell us. Tariag mitzvahs nitnu Yisrael. The Jewish people were given 613 mitzvahs. Bo chavaku came along. Ve'amidom alachas. He established them all on one fundamental principle, as it says, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichyeh. A tzadik lives with his faith. Now, the simple meaning we understand is, okay, he's able to live with his faith. He goes through difficult situations. How are you able to live through this? Because I have faith that Hashem is doing the right thing. Otherwise, I would collapse. But if my faith is strong, Hashem is in charge, that gives me the law. That is a simple meaning. But Kolomar, he's going to tell us a much deeper meaning. Ke'ilu einu rak mitzvahas. It's as if there's only one mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah. He amuna levad. It's just amuna. Why? Continues the Tanya, ki al yidei amuna levada, because if you have amuna, strong amuna alone, you have vol lakim kol tarik mitzvahs. That's how you'll get you to do all the mitzvahs. Explains the commentary. Al yidei amuna ba'akhlus Hashem, when you really believe in the unity principle of Hashem, and that Hashem is totally connected with you, yachol lakim kol tarik mitzvahs, then you can keep all the mitzvahs. Ki amefrim la'adam lakim tarik mitzvahs. What are the things that disturb you, that interfere with our doing mitzvahs? What, think of the last time you didn't do a mitzvah. What was the overall cause why you didn't do the mitzvah? Hemin yonei olam. These are the physical, material things that occupy space in this world. Right? A person, let's say, overslept davening. Okay, now why would a guy oversleep davening?
Went to bed too late.
What? He went to bed too late. Okay. Why did he go to bed too late?
Internet.
Why would he not be on time for davening? 5 minutes before davening. Well, I was busy with the world. That's what he was. He was busy with the world. Because Sher Maminu Margi Shevavah, but when you believe there's nothing but Hashem in this world, so what are you busy with everything else in the world? That's not even reality. And God said, I want you to be at davening. God says, the king will be there with davening. You can daven with LeBron right next to you. LeBron, imagine if we said LeBron was dominant in our mid-shul one day. Ooh. LeBron's going to come and give a drasha.
Drasha?
But the drasha is at the beginning of services, 8:30 in the morning, Saturday morning at 8:30 in the morning. You want to know? Every teenager who gets up at noon would be there at 8:30 in the morning. Right? It got better than LeBron in shul. Got the king of all kings. You got, oh, LeBron's going to be here tomorrow. Man, I'm going to bed early, man.
LeBron business. Who cares about him?
You'd be surprised, man.
Harper. Let's say Harper.
Harper. I wouldn't get up for Harper.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't get up for
him. I wouldn't get up
for, either one. I'm just saying, but it's, you know, what, that person that you think is special. Well, believe me, every teenager in the Bayit, boy, would be here. To get a chance to be with a superstar, without a shiloh. So why aren't you doing a mitzvah? Because there's other things that I think are really important. But if you really get a simcha out of understanding what the reality of Hashem, how can anything disturb your avodas Hashem? The being there. The hainu, as Tanya explains. If a person rejoiced over his emunah in the unity of Hashem to the ultimate joy, as if he only had one mitzvah alone to do, and that alone is the goal of the health and the creation of the world. Meaning to say,
would it be his creation and the creation of the world?
Briuso, his, I didn't say that, his creation.
Yeah.
The ultimate of his personal creation. Im ha'isa rak mitzvah, if this was the only mitzvah, ha'is ha'isa lo simcha gedola b'yosef b'nusso, he'd have such a great simcha from his amunah. K'adei mitzvah z'lova, from this mitzvah alone, mismales kol tachas b'yosef, the whole goal of the universe is fulfilled. And that truth is, that's what it is. Shizoi tachas b'yosef, that is the goal of the world. K'adei said, dorkash b'yosef b'yosef, because this way Hashem lives with us down here, and that's what Hashem wants. In other words, if you really kept this mitzvah, tzaddik bema, so all 630 mitzvahs are predicated on one mitzvah, emunah. If you really had the right emunah, you'd be so happy. And if you'd be so happy, then why wouldn't you do the mitzvahs that Hashem gives you? Because he's, you know, imagine LeBron said, I'm going to be here at 8:30, but I need you on the way to get me a dozen donuts.
Dunkin' donuts.
And a special coffee. I only have a special type of coffee. I get a special store that's in a very ethnic neighborhood, far away from town.
Ethnic. Yo.
Well, it's going to take like an hour and a half to get that. But what would I do for LeBron? I'm going to be with him at 8:30. I'm going to be at 8:30. Because what wouldn't I do to be with him? Right? So that's what all the mitzvahs are based on. That tzaddik b'emunas v'yichya. Right? With Muna, then all the mitzvahs are easy. Bottom line, and this is the real issue that we are finding trouble with our youth, what's the term they use now? In crisis, you're not sure. The threat that they'll go off the derech. What's it called? There's a word for that.
At risk?
At risk. Our youth at risk. Why are they at risk? For a simple reason. Because they don't have any Muna. They don't feel it. They don't feel it.
How can you inculcate that?
You have to live that way.
Yeah.
Parents have to live that way. Yeah. Okay, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Yeah. Right? But it's, you have to, whatever it takes to understand that there is a God and to realize that Hashem, Akarsa Tov, all those in Yonim, that's why that, you know, there's certain Gedolim that every drush, they said, what do you talk about? He says, every drush is about a moon. Somehow or another, it has to come back to Amunah. Because that's the bottom line. If you don't have it, then you don't have anything. You don't have anything. Then you're not happy, so why should you do anything? It becomes a chore. Mm-hmm. It's the Amunah. It's not just, you just gotta believe. There's ways in which you have to, reflect on how amazing your life is. How amazing things are. Right? If you listen to any biographical descriptions of Rabbi Avigdor Miller's life.
Whoa.
Anything about his life. He was always full of happiness. And it was just incredible what things he would do. Things he would do. You know, like you'd find him, like he would submerge his head underwater for a long period of time. Like for a long time. And people look at him, and then he'd pick his head up and go, ah, boy, air is amazing. Air is amazing. You know? The ode to the orange. Before he'd eat an orange, he'd have a whole discussion.
Wow.
About how Hashem made this orange. I'm just going into all the detail. And he made it just for me. He would cry out of joy. Right? And he lived a happy life. Before he died, he told his children, when I'm going to die, don't cry for me. I had an amazing life. You know. And he was not a wealthy man by any stretch of imagination. Yeah. And all he did was learn Torah all day long. Teach Torah all day long. But he enjoyed every minute of life. Right? So imagine if you have him for a father.
Wow.
Grandfather.
Wow.
You know, and all kinds of stories and how they deal with crisis and all these things. This is how a child gets it. This was, in the olden days, there was no curriculum of Amunah. You just lived with your parents.
The same thing off of the bus.
The same thing. You lived with your parents. They showed it. And it was there. Now, because of the way life is, you know, parents don't show it. So how can your kid have it? You gotta start living with it. That's all. Alright, now, that's what all Hasidus is focused on. And even the Litvish approach,
a little bit,
still focused on Amunah too. Yeah. Still focused on Amunah. All right? Certainly, Rav Vigermel was not a chassid.
He wasn't a chassid.
But he enjoyed his life.
Loved it.
You have to have a different definition of joy. All these are different things that have to be explained. All right, let's continue now in the Tanya. With the power and the life of his soul, with this joy, his soul ascends higher and higher. I'll call hamonim kiyum shaltar mitzvah on all things that could prevent you from doing the mitzvahs. Mibayis v'chutz, inwardly or outwardly, that would prevent you. They're not, because you're beyond it now. You're on a higher level of reality, explains the commentary. Al yideh unabai, having faith in Hashem. Harei umisala kolma, you rise beyond all the obstacles. Hey mibayis, that which was within, meaning megufo, from his body. V'nefesh abam, his animalistic soul, shalom. That's, so you escape that. Hey michutz, also externally, olam shalom, and the world around you. Shurachai b'moy, because he lives with a belief. Shein shum mitzius los, because there is no other reality but Hashem. Okay? Below simcha, without joy, hagam shall be achesh ben mischaim slowly spal mehem ki en mitzius, even though according to your calculations, a person will be obliged not to be concerned from things that don't have any reality, mikol makom yisvol, he'll still be affected by them. Because he still believes there's something real. V'davke gasher inyan zechayas, only when he really lives with that reality. Then he has a feeling not to be, get excited from it. You have to mamish, live the reality, not know the reality. You have to live. It has to be alive inside of you that there is no other reality but Hashem in this world.
So he's talking like if you get in a plane and you're above the clouds, it's always sunny.
Yes, it's a good analogy. And that's what it means. Be'emunaso yichyeh. He lives. He will live by his emuna. Yichye davke. It's davke yichye. He will live. Meaning to say, ketchias amesim, like the resurrection of the dead. Derech mashal. Kach tichye nafshu b'sim rabba. So his soul will live with this joy. Explains. Yichye. What is yichye? What does living mean? Perusho shemis orer v'kam l'chaim. He arouses himself because it's yichye. He will come to life. Yichye. It's a future tense, not chaya lives. So a tzaddik lives by his emunah is not an exact translation. A tzaddik will come to life from his emunah. That's what Chavakuk was establishing all the 630 mitzvahs. Allah is on one foundation. That thereby he keeps all of them. When the soul lives with a great joy in Amunah, Harei Misal Kol Monim, he ascends beyond all the obstacles. Now, how joyful is this joy? V'simcha kfulim chas. It's a doubly double joy. K'movach simcha sanefesh ha-maskelis b'kirvus Hashem v'dirasa yitoyim. Besides for the spiritual joy that you understand with the closeness of Hashem, that he's living with you, now he's going to be doubly happy. So he's going to be doubly happy with this emuna. We'll see why. It's double. Why? There's two simchas. Number one, achas, bekirvas Hashem, from the closest of Hashem. Vashen is the second one. Where you've caused Hashem to be happy with your accomplishing what you're supposed to do. Giving Hashem nachas. See, the problem we have in our Yiddishkeit is we come into it looking for nachas. That's not the way. We're supposed to be looking to give nachas to Hashem. So when you say to a Yid, are you happy? He's going to say, "Boy, I gave Hashem so much pleasure when I was in this world. Hashem was so happy with me." Oh, That's not that I got nachas, I gave nachas.
That's the bottom line.
That's a, the rabbi should give brachas. Now, maybe at the bar mitzvahs, I shouldn't say you should be a source of nachas to your parents.
No,
you should give nachas to Hashem.
And your parents.
Give nachas to Hashem. That's, but, umechupeles, and double that, kimisimchas Hashem hu somech b'chifayim, because from the simcha of Hashem, he will be happy. Just like that happens, he achieves from being close to Hashem. So number one, he's happy he's close to Hashem. Number two, he's making Hashem happy. And he's happy he's making Hashem happy. Next page. Now, Atta Yavar, now he's going to explain. She says, Simcha Shul Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yodol Nachas Ruch Lefon of Amunazu. He's going to explain the nature of this Simcha of Hashem and the great pleasure he gets with this Amun. What makes Hashem so happy? Explains the Tanya. Viskafia Sitrach Mamish. And you've mamish suppressed the forces of the other side. Vishapech Chashoch Lenoga. You've turned around darkness to light. Shuchoshech HaKlipas Shebolam Hazeh HaChomri. What is the darkness? This is the darkness of the klipas of this world, this physical world. Hamachshichim that darken, umachasim es ori yisbarach, and conceal the light of Hashem ad ace kates until the end of the, until all ends. As it says, kates som lachoshech, Hashem put an end to the choshech. Okay? Skip the brackets. Ubefrat, bechutz, especially outside of Eretz Yisrael, sha'aver eretz hamim tome, that even the air that you breathe, in Toronto, is full of tumah. Umale klipas is full of klipas. V'sitrach on the other side. Vein simchas lefanav yisparach ka'er v'simcha b'yisunar haba min hachashav. There's no joy, no greater joy to Hashem than the light that comes out of the darkness. The light that comes from the light, male, it's supposed to be light, but light that comes out of the darkness, that's an unexpected windfall. Explains, Ayyidei Hamuna Bachtos Hashem Alon Seh, when you really have this Hamuna, the unity of Hashem, while you're in this world. And more than that, Vodbear, in a Goyish world, Nahapach Choshech HaKlipas Lor, the Klipas of darkness turn into light, V'nachas Rukhazu, and such a pleasure, in Afilu Me'olam Seh, Hashem doesn't get this pleasure in the world of the Malachim. In the world of the Malachim, it's already a bright sunny day. So the Malachim, in a bright sunny day, say, it's a bright sunny day. Hashem says, thank you very much. Kishamei Choshech, there's no darkness up there. V'nimtzimun, we understand. Shekachol shachayishach shesher b'makom hu chayishach odol yosher. That the more darkness a person dwells in, is the more and more it is. You know, are you in any darker place than you are right now? In Thornhill, Toronto, the darkest of the darkest of the place, where there's totally no understanding of God in this world at all.
Right. Well, could there be a darker place where there's no Jews, then there's no light at all?
But I'm saying even within the Jews there's darkness.
Okay, that's true.
Right? So a person is saying, well, okay, what's the big deal that I went to Minyan today? My davening isn't as good as the Chavos Chaim's davening. Right? But if you have that emunah, yeah, if you mamish feel that Hashem is here, so then you're giving Hashem a lot of joy. Kach gedola yosar anachas ruach sheish lo malam emunas yep yachtus Hashem shemami yudi shem shemakom esah. That much greater is the nachas that Hashem gets above from the emunah that you have in Hashem's unity that you believe when you're down here in this dark place. And you know, that manifests itself in a lot of ways. It manifests a lot of ways. You know, it's not just, you know, how you feel, it's what you're doing. And how you're doing what you're doing, that shows. Can you imagine in these wintry Fridays where the whole world says you got to work and make money and all these other things? And that's the darkness of the world. Without money, without you actively making money, you will not be able to survive. That's the greatest darkness that exists. That's the most opposite of saying there's a God in this world. Right? The greatest darkness says, you know, your parnasa is gold and you better take care of it but more than you take care of God. Because that parnasa is your God. It is your God. Because without it, because look what we do for that parnos. And the person's able on Erev Shabbos say, I'm going to walk away from that God. And I'm going to get ready before Shabbos, well in advance. Because there's a much more important God that I want to get really close to. I want to invite him into my house. And I can't invite him into my house by rushing in the last minute. So Hashem, you know how much nachas Hashem gets? And believe me, when Hashem gets a lot of nachas from you Jews, he doesn't let Arabs get on a bus and slit Jewish people's throats. It doesn't happen. He doesn't let them go into kosher delis before Shabbos and kill people. If Hashem has nachas from us, he doesn't let those things happen. Yeah, but if he doesn't get any nachas from us, he says, so why? You don't need me. So, you know, you take care of yourselves. The French will take care of you.
No.
Your money will take care of you. All your gods will take care of you. If you give them such nachas, give them such nachas. So, you know, so as terrible as the situation looks, that's, you should look at how great, you know, like how did wealthy men become richer in the Depression? People had all this property they were trying to get rid of.
And he bought it up.
And at the time you bought it, it wasn't worth much. And there's not going to be anything coming out of it. Right? But they believed. They believe, you know, the market will kick up one day. May take 10 years. Yeah, and they buy up all this land. No. Because why? Because they believe it's going to go up in price. And then 10 years, 15, 20 years later, they're multi-millionaires. So it's the same thing over here. In other words, rich people who are really rich, they know when the economy's bad, there's an opportunity. No matter what, there's always opportunities, right? No matter how bad things are, that means there's an opportunity here because it's got to get better, right? So almost the same idea, no matter how dark it is and things look so bad for Yidden, that's a great opportunity because can you imagine what your emunah is worth at that point in the game?
That's what they say. The Chodesh HaZeh Lechem, we're like the mood.
Jews who say, I'm afraid to wear a kippah, I don't want people, even in Toronto, I don't want to wear a kippah, I don't want people to know I'm Jewish.
Well, in Toronto?
You could have people, I'm sure there are people like that. And you say, no, I'm going to wear a kippah, I'm proud to be a Jew, because I believe that Hashem's going to take care of me. So you have to actively do things. You know, you can say you believe in your close Hashem, but at the end of the day, Hashem, what do you do? What do you do to show it? That's what your kids will see. If a kid sees that the parents have everything ready for Shabbos by Chatzos, and the father's being Mavr Sedra, and he's going to the mikveh, and he's saying Shir HaShirim, and he's doing tshuva, and he's doing all these things, what do you think the kid's going to do? He sees it's going, and he sees that it's calm and peaceful and tranquil and everybody's happy. So what does he think about Shabbos? And if everything's the last minute and the mother's yelling at the kids, get this ready, we're not ready, and blah, 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 blah. So that's if you're living with your emunah. And then you see it. The kids see it. That's all. And the parents aren't playing video games either.
Video games? Where do you get them?
Anyway, when we simcha zo, let's just finish up we're finishing up this perek, and... No, there's still one more. I thought I was going to finish.
$11.
Still one more. And with that symbol that's above, the Jew knows that Hashem is happy up there. That gives the Jew double simcha. That's what the pasuk says. Yismach Yisrael be'osav. The Jewish people rejoice be'osav with his doings. Perish. She call me Shehu Mizer Yisrael, anybody who's from the Jewish seed, Yeshul Nismach B'Simchas Hashem, he should take joy with the joy of Hashem. Asher Sos V'Samech, but the rest of the Hashem takes rejoicing, he rejoices with him being able to live below. Shein Bechinas Asiya Gashris Mamish. That's an aspect of Mamish doing. Explains. Yismach Yisrael, the Jewish people will be happy. Lo Koy Rak Al Klai, so it's not just going on the Jewish people. Ella al kol echad ve'echad mizer Yisrael. Not just the whole Jewish people, but on any one individual Jew. That's Yismach Yisrael. Each Jew will take joy. Sheish lo mismach that he has to what to take joy from. Mash Hashem samech b'tiresol that from which Hashem has joy in him being able to live below. Aydei emunah v'ach Hashem with that belief in the unity of Hashem. Mizel lashen be'osav. That word be'osav v'lo, it doesn't say be'yotz ro. With his creator, but be'osav, ki hamedumer kan hu al simcha sheyesh laHashem, because he's having joy from the simcha that he has from that Hashem has b'diraso b'asiyas hagashmus, with him being able to live in the asiyah hagashmus, in the actual physical world of asiyah. Right? Hashem is rejoicing by living in be'osav. In his doings.
Wow.
So what does that mean? So it continues the time. Isn't that what, you know, what does a parent really want? You come to Pesach. Yeah. Right? What do you really want? You want your kids to be with you at the Seder table.
That's ideal.
What if they're not with you at the Seder table?
That's a problem.
It's not so good. Mm-hmm. You know, then they have to choose where they're going to be for Pesach. They're going to be by the in-laws. You decide to go somewhere else. You know, Dad, you know, we're not going to go this year to the Seder. We decide to do something different this year. We want to go to the Caribbean for Pesach by ourselves.
Caribbean.
What are you going to do? Well, there's a hotel over there, a kosher hotel. Don't you want to spend it with me? We've been there for the last 35 years. We want to do something a little interesting for a change.
It's not interesting to come
here. I'm just saying. So now, be honest. You're going to see when you get married and your kids are out of the house. What's going to be your Simcha Yontif?
To get the kids come back.
If they're by your table. That's it. What else are you going to be happy with? Okay, you can be happy with your wife. Okay.
Yeah,
you want the kids to come back, no? You want them to live in your house, to live with you, or better yet, you know what bigger simcha is? They invite you to their house for Yom
Tov. Whoa! That's amazing.
Imagine Pesach, your wife for 35 years have been making Pesach, and she's, mom, she's getting a little older now, it's a little hard, it's, you know.
Pastor Prime.
And your daughter-in-law calls you up. Her daughter-in-law calls her up a month before Pesach, says, you know, ma, you decided to deserve a break. We're gonna want you guys to be by us the whole Pesach. We have a casita, right?
A casita,
right there, you know. And that casita is a in-law suite.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You have that in the south. You know, you'll have let's say a 3-bedroom house.
That sounds Spanish, doesn't it?
You have a 3-bedroom house, and then you have the front door here, and then a little bit to the right is another door, a separate door to a separate room. And all they got to do is go out of the room and go in and leave there. So imagine, they said, "Listen, Ma, we live in Arizona. There's a lot of that stuff. And so we invite you to our place for Pesach, and we have a special casita."
Sounds a lot better than what they call in England a granny flat.
Yeah. And first time I saw the word casita, I didn't know what it meant. I said, what's a casita? So that's what it is. And it's exactly that. Reeve, wouldn't that be good 20 years from now?
He's good.
Your son, when your wife's up is a little slower. You know? Imagine. How would you feel? Your mom, they love me that much.
You should see how his wife would feel.
They love me that much. They want me to be there for Pesach, and they gave me a room and everything, and Mamish right there. That's exactly how Hashem feels when you bring him into your life. And now more than that, the kid who invited his mother. You know how good the kid feels? So mamish. I know I mamish did something my parents were so happy with. It's unbelievable. They're so happy. What can I do to make my father happy with me? Look, he's so happy. He's sitting at the Seder table. He's shepping nachas. He's so happy. Mamish. Unbelievable.
That's it. Generation to generation.
Possess your cousin. That's the word be'osav. In its doings. Lashon Rabbim. In the plural. Shehu Olam Hazeh, that's this world. Hagashmi Fizla, Mole Klipas, filled of Klipas, the Sitra Acher, Shinikur Shizoram, it's called a public domain. Vituri departed, the mountains of separation. Vizhapchan, he changed it, Lenahura, to light. Vinasa Shishayachid, it becomes a private domain, Li Yehuda Yisparach, to the Uni of Hashem, Bamunah, with this Amunah. So that's what it means, Mashkas of Ba'osav, with the things that he made in the world of Asiya.
Yeah.
In the world of Asiya, that's what I think it means, Ba'osav, not in the world of Yetzir and Bria.
No.
God rejoices in the things that he made down in this physical world, V'lo Ba'osahu, not Ba'osahu, with what he made, but the things he made, ki amadubur kan al dira something. We're talking about the resident down here. Hal mole klipas that are full of klipas. Em turei de prior to harim shall pray to mountains of separation. Kol echadu bifnei aso mechum v'lusula. Each one is separate from the other. V'nei kol nivra yesh v'kach aloki. But every creature has a godly spark. V'kivin shenivrei mechogim. Since they're all divided up, harei shayach kiviyachal lasharam. Therefore, it's possible to use a plural term for Hashem. Since there are so many different divine forces that spread around the world. Because in such a world, since in this world it looks like a lot, even though it's not, really it's one divine soul, but it looks like millions of little Jews. It turns into light, it becomes a private domain for Hashem. So Hashem takes joy, Yismach Yisrael, well really Yismach Yisrael, the Jewish people take joy, Be'osav, with the things that Hashem made in this world. How? By us allowing Hashem to dwell within that. So that's the hope that we have, that we should be really, and on Shabbos the day to think about a lot more. Shabbos the day we try to unify with Hashem, and to bring in more of that Yichud. And we have more of that Yichud, then that's why it should be a day of great Simcha. So Yofi Zeicher to have a real good Simchas Shabbos.